You know, as we were singing those songs, just reflecting on what we're truly celebrating this time of year, it's God's revealing Himself. And for the last several weeks, we've looked at how God has revealed Himself, how He revealed Himself to Mary and Joseph through the miraculous announcement of the birth of Jesus. And, you know, as we look at this, I'm just reminded of the things that so many are going through this time of year. I've talked to people today already that, you know, they're just facing difficult times. They're facing griefs that are unique to them. I've also talked to people who are celebrating. And so this time of year really can bring mixed emotions. But if we focus our attention where it should be, then the emotion has to be one of great celebration. This morning we're going to look at how God revealed Himself through the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. As I thought about the message this morning and kind of doing an introduction, some announcements can be extremely exciting, can't they? The announcement of good news. I think about if somebody gets that ring at the door and Publishers Clearing House is standing there saying, "You won." I mean, that would be a great announcement, wouldn't it? Have any of y'all received that, by the way? I haven't. But if you have, let me know, because I've got some needs I'll bring to you. But, you know, I think about these great announcements. If you've been watching the television, the news of the announcement of the engagement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, you know, people are celebrating this. There's also the announcement of other engagements, like who do we know anybody else that got engaged? Like Matthew Carr and Jeannie Marsh, where we celebrate the announcement of these good news things. I heard this week we celebrated with one of our own families with the birth of their baby. Easton Crosby was born to Robert and Shandy, and so exciting to see this new life and this new birth. Right before when we were doing the welcome this morning, Belva Alexander came to me and said that she was a new grandma as of this week and his first grandbaby, and I was thinking, you know, how exciting is that? So when we hear these great announcements, they can bring great joy to us. And so as we look at God revealing Himself through the announcement to the shepherds, I mean, this is the greatest announcement that's ever been made. This is the greatest birth announcement. It's the greatest news that's ever been given to mankind as we see the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. And so as we celebrate the Christmas season, we need to focus on that, because that is the greatest news that any of us could ever receive. And in whatever we're facing this time of year, whatever we're facing in our lives right now, if we'll face on this great announcement from Jesus, it will bring us joy. Even in the pit of despair, even as we're going through things that we would rather not go through, and facing great griefs or great celebrations, the greatest celebration is how God revealed Himself through this announcement given to the shepherds. So let's read about this as Luke recorded it in Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth among those with, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Let's pray about this. Father, as we look at the account of the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, Father, this account tells us that this good news is for all men, for all people who God is pleased. Father, this announcement is just as fresh for us today as it was for the shepherds 2,000 years ago, because that announcement is still being proclaimed today. My prayer is that if anyone in this room has not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, that today would be the day of salvation. Father, for those of us in this room that have been Christians for some amount of time, Father, if that newness has worn off, if that excitement has worn off, I pray that today you'll restore to us the joy of your salvation. Because, Father, it is a great joy that we celebrate today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we look at this announcement, as God reveals himself through the announcement to the shepherds, we see so many things here. And we first of all see that this is good news. Sometimes you'll hear people talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel means good news. So this is good news being announced to the shepherds, but it's an announcement for all of us. And in those first couple of verses that we just read, we see the announcement is made to the shepherds who were in the field. Now, when you think about the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ, when you think about the greatest announcement ever made to mankind, you wouldn't, if we were writing the script, we wouldn't have this announcement being made to shepherds. Shepherds were pretty much at the bottom of the social ladder. Shepherds were people who were not respected. The shepherds were people who were uneducated and unskilled. The shepherds were seen by the religious people as ceremonially unclean because they couldn't observe the Sabbath the way that they were commanded because they were with the sheep pretty much 24/7 out in the field. And so when you think of this great, great announcement coming from God Almighty through the angel, you would not think of it being made to people like the shepherds. But that's exactly who God made this announcement to. He made it to these people that were not looked highly on. They were the lowly of the people. They were not necessarily bad people. They were just the lowest of the people. And when you look at the scripture, the reason I say they weren't necessarily bad people, two of the greatest figures from the scripture, Moses and King David, were once shepherds. And so we see that even though they were lowly among men, God could use them in great, great ways. And I think there's a message for all of us in there that no matter what our standing is in society, no matter how people view us, God can use you. If you will believe him, God can and will use you. The shepherds were typically lowly people. They were humble people. You would not think that the greatest announcement ever made would come to this group of people. These shepherds must have believed in the one true living God, because God chose to make this announcement of the birth of His Son to these people. So that tells me that they must have been believing people, because God chose to make this announcement to them. And when I think about this announcement, I think about these shepherds. It says they were out tending their flocks. They were out there. It was nighttime. And all of a sudden, this great announcement comes to them. This angel appears to them. And it says that they were afraid. I've said this several times. You know, put yourself in their spot. That all of a sudden, you know, you're out in the quiet of the night, and all of a sudden this angel appears to you to make this announcement. I was talking to one of my hunting buddies yesterday, and he had gone out hunting one week, and it was real foggy. It was early in the morning. I mean, it's pitch black dark. And he was by himself, said it's kind of eerie. And you think about that, and you know, I picture that, and then all of a sudden I picture this angel appearing. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably pass out, I'd probably die, I don't know. But the angels appeared to them, but they said, don't be afraid. What a great promise from God. But why would God choose these men to receive the birth announcement of Jesus Christ? Why would He choose this group of people? I think they were looking for the Messiah. I think they believed that the Messiah would appear one day. And so I think they were believing people. They were humble. They were not self-righteous like the religious leaders. When you read through the scripture and you see the religious leaders of that day, they were not humble people. But the shepherds were. And we also see the message that Jesus came to seek out the poor. He came to seek out the lowly, the afflicted, the outcast of society. Read the scriptures and you'll see the people that Jesus reached. It wasn't the proud. So many times it wasn't the rich because of their pride. It was those who were lowly and would admit that they needed a Savior. And the same is true today. If you're willing to humble yourself before God, that is when God can do great, great works in your life. But if you have a self-righteousness, if you have a great pride because of your position in life, because of your social standing, I'm not saying God can't reach you, but I'm saying it's really, really hard. Because it's only when we humble ourselves before God that He can do this great work in each one of our hearts, in each one of our lives. And that's what He did with the shepherds. This is still true today. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. If you do not know Jesus, if you do not know Jesus, will you choose today to follow Him? My prayer is that as I share this great news as recorded in the scripture, that if you have not chosen to follow Jesus, if you have not chosen to place your faith in Jesus, that today would be the day that you would choose to believe Him. The shepherds told him, the angel told the shepherds, said, do not be afraid. That's a message that he told Mary, the angel, when he appeared to Mary. Do not be afraid. And when I heard that and read that again this morning, I just wanted to say, is that a word you need to hear from God today? Don't be afraid. Are you facing something in your life that has you afraid, has you concerned, is causing you anxiety? Maybe that phrase right there, that promise from God, is for you this morning. Maybe you came in here and you just don't know which way to turn. And God is just simply saying to you today, do not be afraid. The angel was bringing good news, not a message of condemnation. I love this. They said, we're bringing you this good news of great joy. The good news that the angel brought us, it should provide great joy in your life. The prayer I prayed came from David when he prayed in Psalm 52, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." The great news of Jesus Christ should cause everyone in here to have great joy. And so if you don't have joy in your salvation today, let me encourage you, pray that prayer of David. I've shared with you before, I pray that prayer almost every day. That I would have the joy of God's salvation. Because that is what He brought us. In this news that He brought the shepherds, in this great birth announcement, He said this is for joy. Not only joy, but great joy. So let me ask you this question. Have you experienced the great joy of salvation through Jesus Christ? Have you personally, this is an individual question, have you personally experienced the great joy of salvation through Jesus Christ? Yeah, when I look out of all the people that are here today, I wish I could see each person that has experienced the great joy of salvation and those who have not experienced salvation. But I can't tell. I can't look at you and tell. But you know in your heart, when you allow God to examine your heart, you know if you have experienced salvation through Jesus Christ. And if you have not experienced that great joy of that salvation through Jesus Christ, my prayer is that today is the day that you would humble yourself before God and that you would say, God, I want to have salvation through Jesus Christ. And if you do that, He will give that to you. But you have to make that choice. You can have the great joy of salvation through Jesus Christ today if you choose to have it. So we look also at this great news, the good news, and as Luke records this, the second part of verse 10, Luke tells us why we have this great news. It says that it is for all people. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." So as we look at this, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ is for everyone. And so I go back to how you view yourself or maybe your social status maybe you think you're not good enough to have this salvation through Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what the scripture says is that this good news is for all people. So no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're currently doing, if you choose to follow Jesus Christ, this good news is for you. It says it's for all people. Have you received this good news? Have you made the personal choice to follow Jesus Christ? In verses 11 and 12, we see who the person of this good news is. Look at verses 11 and 12. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Here is the person of the good news. It is Jesus Christ. No other name has ever been given to man that men can be saved but Jesus Christ. That is the good news. That is the person of the good news. This is the person of the greatest news ever given to mankind. It is Jesus Christ. Christ, God's only Son. That is who we're celebrating today. This good news will bring glory to God. This good news brings peace with God. Listen to verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." So we see the person of the good news is Jesus Christ. We see that the purpose of the good news is to bring peace with God, to bring glory to God. One of the things that we don't like to think about, or we don't talk about, maybe I should say, very often, is that apart from Jesus Christ, we are enemies of God. The Bible makes that very clear, that if you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, if you have not placed your faith in Jesus Christ, then you are an enemy of God. Now, we don't like to think of ourselves that way, but that's what the truth says. But as we look at this great news, it is to bring peace between you and God. The only way that you can personally have peace with God is through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the good news. That is what he's saying here. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. That peace, it's not peace necessarily between mankind. The greatest peace that you can have is peace between yourself and God. And that is what Jesus Christ brings for each one of us. That is what the good news is, that Jesus provides peace with God. You see, all of us are sinners. Every person other than Jesus Christ that has ever walked the face of this earth has been a sinner. We are sinners and we fall short of the glory of God. And when you sin, it causes, it's not peace between you and God. That is a brokenness between you and God. And the only way that that brokenness can be bridged is through Jesus Christ. And so when we admit, yes, I am a sinner, and yes, I do want to have peace with God, and I know that the only way that I can have this peace with God is through a relationship with Jesus Christ, that is when you get this peace through the forgiveness of your sin. And it is only Jesus Christ who can provide that for you. So here is probably the biggest question that I have for you today. Do you have peace with God? Don't miss that question. Do you have peace with God? If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, if you are following Jesus Christ, living your life to please Him, if you are a disciple of His, then the answer is yes, you have peace with God. If you have not chosen to follow Christ, if you have rejected the message of Jesus Christ, then I'll tell you, you do not have peace with God. The only way that you will ever have peace with God is through Jesus Christ. Having peace with God is the greatest thing that you can ever have. You know, we look at Christmas and we think about the gifts that we're going to give. We think about the gifts that we're going to receive. The greatest gift that has ever been given is when God gave His only Son. The greatest gift that you can ever receive is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Will you receive the greatest gift ever given? Luke 15 through 20 paints the picture of this good news. I'm going to read it again. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. So as we read this, we see the picture of the good news. The shepherds' response, the response that the shepherds gave to the good news brought by the angels, they paint a picture for us. They show us the two things involved in a person coming to faith in Jesus Christ. The first thing is they heard the good news and they believed it. So when the angel appeared to them, when the angel gave them this good news, they believed it. And so this morning, if you're hearing the good news of Jesus Christ for the first time, or you're hearing the good news of Jesus Christ that you've never responded to, the shepherds paint this picture for what you should do with this good news. The first thing is, they believed it. How do we know they believed it? Because they went and saw what the angel had proclaimed to them. And they went away praising God. And so we know that they believe it. Those who truly believe the good news of Jesus Christ will come to Him. Don't miss that. Those who truly believe the message of Jesus Christ will come to Him. And so this morning, let me ask you again, have you come to Him? I know that today every person in this room has heard the good news of Jesus Christ because I just told you. And more importantly, I just read it to you through the scripture. And so I know that you have heard the good news of Jesus Christ, unless you're asleep. Somebody told me I should start banging on the pulpit. Have you heard the good news? Have you believed it? Have you come to Him? That's the question. Have you come to Him and experienced this peace that God brings? Those who truly believe the good news of Jesus Christ will come to Him. Those who truly believe the good news of Jesus Christ will act on it, and they will tell other people just as the shepherds did. See, the shepherds acted on the good news. They said, "Let us go to Bethlehem. Let us find what the angel is talking about." So they acted on it. They went to Bethlehem and they found Mary and Joseph and they found the baby lying in a manger. They acted on their belief. And then it says they went away praising God and they went away telling other people. That's the second thing that you do when you become a follower of Jesus Christ. You tell other people the good news. It says they went away telling others what they had been told about the baby. And so if you're truly a follower of Jesus Christ, not only are you going to come to Him, you're going to go and tell other people. You're going to tell other people this greatest news. It's like, you know, I should be more excited about telling you the good news of Jesus Christ than telling you the news of an engagement in our family. I should be more excited about telling you the good news of Jesus Christ than the good news of the birth of a baby. Because the good news of Jesus Christ is the greatest news that you and I can share with other people. And we've been told to go and to share it. So as we close up today, as we finish up, let me do this. Let me just ask you this question. This is the so what. This is the now what that you do with this. Okay, we've read this. We've read the truth. We've read the good news. We've talked about it. Now what are you going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? You see, when you hear and when you believe, it requires action. So here's the first question. Will you believe it? God has given us the announcement of the birth of His Son. Will you believe it? Will you act on that belief by choosing to follow Jesus Christ? Will you act on your belief by telling others the good news of Jesus Christ? Will you act on your belief of this good news by praising God? See, that's what we just read about. That's what the scripture tells us that the shepherds did with the good news. And it's what God is asking us to do with the good news today. To believe it, to act on it, to come to Jesus, to praise God, to go and tell others. To go and make disciples who are making disciples who make disciples. That's what we're to do with this great announcement today. Let's pray about this. Father, as we read about the account of the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. Father, there's so much truth in this announcement that we need to know today. First of all, is that Jesus Christ is your Son. That Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. That Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. That Jesus Christ was crucified for the punishment of my sin and the sin of every person in this room. That He was dead and buried, and on the third day He was raised from the dead. Father, that is the good news of Jesus Christ that we all must believe today. And we all must choose if we're going to act on this. And we all must choose if we're going to go and tell others about this. So, Father, I pray that today, as we reflect on the announcement that was made to the shepherds, that, Father, we would leave here just as they did. It said that they left there praising God and telling others. Father, if there's anyone in this room today that has not made the choice to follow Jesus, I pray that today is the day. Give them the courage to make that commitment to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.